Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. If you listened to my last episode, episode 55, you will realize that you're in for a treat. For the next 4 or 5 episodes, you are going to hear rapid fire, the closeout of my 2024, the kickoff to my 2025, and all the awesomeness that happened in between and that's about to happen. And so 56, this episode is going to be a fun one because when I laid out all of the episodes that I wasn't able to record due to my sickness and I lost my voice for a while, not figuratively, but literally from being sick, there were some episodes that I was excited to listen to or to actually record. And if you didn't hear the last episode, pause this one, go back. 55 is actually really small. It's 10 minutes and you'll get caught up real quickly. One of the episodes I talked about is the biggest investment I made in 2024. I had been teasing this for a while. I had been talking about it throughout random episodes. I can link a few below. But I actually really talked about it more openly, the idea of how this all started in a LinkedIn post. So I will actually link that below as well. Would love for you to check that out. But the biggest investment I've ever made in myself financially, in myself and my business, happened in 2024. And it all started with an email. So check your emails, people, because apparently they can be game changing. Actually, let's rewind a little bit. No tech here, people. That was me making noise. It all started from an event I spoke at, She Leads. I've spoken at this event a few times. You've heard me talk about it. My girl Adrienne runs it. She's amazeballs. And within this event, she has these things called fireside chats, which a lot of people do when they want to, you know, keep us involved along the months upcoming to the event, leading up to the event and after the event. And so one of these fireside chats, it's a free one, and it was with a girl who was talking about messaging. And last year, I really wanted to get my messaging right. You know, like Own Your Awesome was my jam, but I wasn't sure how to connect it to some of the things I planned on doing, like my keynotes and, you know, this podcast, although this was the name of the podcast. I just wanted to get my messaging like locked in. And I was starting to go a little bit harder in my email list, on my newsletters. So I wanted to get the message right. I didn't want to just ramble. I wanted to be super clear what I do, how I can serve my audience. And so I got on this call. I was excited. I got on this call and it was essentially like a sales call for something bigger, which is fine. I learned a little bit in that call and then I signed on for the dollar offer and ended up doing the VIP opportunity, which was only like another $49. So it really wasn't a huge investment. I make these little micro investments all the time. And sometimes they work out. Sometimes they're fabulous. Sometimes they're annoying. Sometimes they don't even show up. But this one I really wanted to take part in. It was like a multi-day situation. And I've only ever done that once before. And it was all right. You know, I hate taking multiple days away from my business if I don't think there's going to be a huge ROI on this, because this wasn't a huge financial investment. It was a huge time investment. So I'll give you my money, but my time, let me think about that. So it was worth it. I decided it was worth it. Me and a couple friends actually went together. It was still virtual, but we all decided to go in together. And if any one of us had to step out of the call and miss a part, the other ones would fill us in. So it worked out perfectly. After the first day, I realized this just was not for me. Not a big deal. It was for a lot of other people. One of my friends was like all into it. I just was not. It didn't align with me, the strategies. It happens, right? Like sometimes we invest in things that don't work out, but whatever. I was out $50 and I was out probably a half a day. So a little annoyed, but not a big deal because it wasn't a whole 3-day situation that I lost out on. However, in that half a day, there was a few guests and one of those guests really spoke to my soul. And so this is why sometimes I'll say even the bad ones are fantastic because they'll lead you somewhere else. And now this wasn't a bad call. This wasn't a bad training. It wasn't good for me. And so one of the women, though, also had an opportunity. And this whole, like, be a guest on my show, sell something, you be a guest, sell something, it rubs me kind of the wrong way. But I didn't know that was what was happening until after the fact. So anyway, this guest gets on, starts talking about stages, speaking on stages. And that's, I was like, oh, that's what I do. Turns out my messaging was fine. I knew exactly what I wanted to say. I just wasn't owning it, if you will. So I speak on stages. Let's do this woman's one. Now, she didn't have a dollar offer. She had a $99 offer. And I was like, ooh, you get what you pay for. Okay, lesson one learned. Good to know. Although I've taken those dollar offers and they're fantastic. I've had great ones. So don't let the $1 offer scare you away. If you feel aligned with what they're offering, don't let the number deter you. Even if it seems too good to be true, check it out and then make your decisions. And so this $99 offer had a VIP offer for $350. And I was like, damn, all right. At the very least, I'm going to learn something I don't know that I need to know moving forward. And is it worth $450 total? And it was to me. It was to me because I've got this weird rule. If it's $500 or less, I'm in. And I know it sounds crazy. And that's why my strategy sessions are $500 because there's something about $500. It feels good. It doesn't feel like it's a stretch. It doesn't feel like my kids aren't going to be able to eat if I spend this $500. It feels like I can make that really quickly if I needed to. I think it stems from, I remember back in my 9-to-5 days, I had $350 in my business bank account. Now, I was a side hustler at the time, so my business was so sporadic, but I had a separate account for when I made money in my business. And back then it was speaking and coaching. And so I had $350 in that account. And I remember walking from my 9-to-5 to my car in the longest parking lot ever in the winter, thinking if I only had $500 in that checking account, I could quit my job. Now, I know that's not even real. Like, I could not have quit my job if I had $500 in that account. But I remember, how can I get $500? This was probably like, I don't know, many moons ago. And I remember thinking, all right, I could do a resume for $50. I could do maybe two resumes and get $100. I could, I don't know, like sell something on Facebook Marketplace and get another $100. And I was really strategizing on that walk from my office to my car, how to get that $350 to $500. And it's funny because I remember when I used to do resumes back in the day, obviously they were low ticket back then, but so when I raised my prices because it became more of a full-time job, it was $350. And then I raised them to $500 a resume. And I for some reason, that $350 to $500 jump is crazy to me. And it changes the conversation for people because sometimes it is a stretch and sometimes you have to know that there's value to the investment. And there was a difference when I charged people $350, they weren't as like bought in to the process. And when I charged them $500, they really listened. They leaned in, they did everything I told them and they got the rewards. And I was like, wow, $500 seems to be a number that people respond to. Maybe because it's like half of a thousand. I don't know. Ooh, crazy. So anyway, that's why I price my strategy sessions at $500 because that's the number that I started to lean in and that's the number my clients would really lean in and get the bigger reward, if you will, for that investment. And they really did lean in because it was an investment. I think that's where it changes from how much does this cost to how much does this, what does this investment look like? Because it's an investment. Anytime we spend time, money, it's an investment in ourselves and we are worth it. And I think $500, I don't know why, it's the number in my head, like a low ticket number. It's the lowest ticket thing I have. But then there's another level to investments and I'll get into that in a second. So for me, I was like, how can I get to $500? And that was hilarious to me. So now anytime I see something that's $500, I'm in. So this next level coaching for the stage was $500. And so I ended at that point when she was done in her virtual call. I got off the call altogether. I told my friends, hey, I'm not going to sign back on. If something crazy happens and I need to get on, like, just text me and I'll hop back on. But I think I'm out. And so they were like, all right, no problem. And so that was one level of connection, technically two, because She Leads was one level. This Zoom call was next level. Then I did the speaking training. And that was a couple day thing too. And I'm like, damn, all these people with their 3 day things, like, I got shit to do. But I did it because I knew I really wanted to be, I wanted to learn what this lady was teaching. And it's about stages. And this year, like, I blew up on stages, and next year will be even bigger. So I wanted to learn something that could help me after the stage. And so I took this course, if you will, and it was next level. It was in one of those rooms where they have like a giant, two giant screens with all of our faces. It's like a studio. So all of our faces were on the giant screen. And she had this giant phone looking screen that had all of our DMs or all of our, you know, our messages on it. And she was sometimes standing, sometimes sitting. There was a little baby stage, and it was just like next level. And I was like, oh, I see like celebrities, well, celebrity coaches do this type of webinar from this studio environment. And I've always wanted to do one. So instantly, I'm already connected to the environment. It wasn't just somebody sitting on a Zoom call. Although I actually like those two, they're a little more intimate. But what I was looking for was like next level. And so I really resonated with this studio environment. And so she's talking about all the things. I'm learning some stuff. I'm thinking this is cool. She had a guest or two. She called me up on stage. I said a little something and it was cool. She loved my last name. That was fun. And so I felt like I was jiving with this trainer. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, maybe I'm gonna buy whatever's next, because there's always an offer. There's always an offer at the end, so don't be surprised and don't be offended, because, you know, even the $450, $500 offers lead into the next thing. And I'm thinking it's like a $10,000 thing, you know, maybe even more. And as the days progress, there were some evening calls that I got to participate in and talk about LinkedIn, because I was one of the few LinkedIn experts, I hate that word, but you know what I mean, on the call. And so they were really pulling, you know, some of my expertise, and I thought it was really cool. So I got some clients from that call, which paid for the $500, like 10 times over. It was pretty cool. And so I'm thinking, like, this is great. Like, she's probably going to have, if I'm having such success with this call at this level, I can only imagine what her offer is going to be at the end. So at the end, she asks permission to sell, you know, to sell to us the next offer. And we're like, yes, give it to me. What do you got? Like, her energy matched mine. I think it was actually like 10 times mine. I just felt really amazing. Like, I felt her energy and I really liked it. I thought she was somebody I would work with. Because, man, she put on a show, right? So anyway, so I really enjoyed this person. She gave us the offer, and it was $30,000. And I was like, what the Sam hell? There was a link that listed out everything. So I opened the link. I'll never make an investment on the spot that it's that big, right? It's just not possible. I don't have $30,000 in the bank, like, just waiting for me. I do, just not that. Like, I have different accounts for different things. In my investment bank account was not at the $30,000 mark. So I was like, yeah, that's not happening. You know, and if it was, I would totally drain myself. So I had to like sit back and think about it, right? And my human design says I have to wait 24 hours in order to make this happen or to make this decision. I still really wanted it. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be completely, I wanted to give this lady all my money. Like, I was like all in. I drank the Kool-Aid. My tongue was red. Like, I wanted in, because what she was selling was a done for you package. Like, she does the work. Like, she literally did the work of what I needed. I don't want to get too into the details, because I don't want to like give away who the person is, because I actually thought this was a really good offer. And I've spoken with people who've done this and had great experience, which is odd though, because I've seen things, business, their outputs, and it doesn't look like it worked out. But anyway, I digress. I was drinking the friggin' Kool-Aid. I had to wait 24 hours though, because what she was offering, I wanted it. I really wanted it. So what I did a couple things. I went right to my coach and my mastermind girls, and I had a reality conversation. Like, holy shit, girls, this maybe, because I was itching to invest, right? Like, I was ready to invest in myself and my business to get to the next level. And so I was like, I think this is it. 30K, their jaws dropped. They're like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, that's ridiculous. All right, what does it include? One of them, who makes like millions in her business, wasn't even like phased by 30K. And it would have been my biggest investment, but she had just invested 25,000 in something. And so she wasn't even phased by it. She's like, what's in it? What's it include? And she was so level-headed about the questioning. It actually like, it made me a little more level-headed. And I was like, all right, well, this, and this, and had a bunch of things. And she's like, that's awesome, but you have that. I can do that for you. Our other friend can do that for you, and blah, blah, blah. So she was like being very strategic about the offer. One friend was like, you're drunk, don't do it. One was like, go all in, the universe has your back, you know? And like a couple others were like back and forth, or how do you feel? So everybody had thoughts. I went to my husband. Okay, this is probably where I went wrong. But I went to my husband and I was like, hey, listen to this shit. Like, I'm really feeling this. I talked it over with him. And, you know, at that point, he was like, wow, that's a lot. But he's so freaking supportive. He's literally my number one fan. He would be eating peanut butter and jelly for the next 6 years if this was something I really wanted. He would make it happen. But it's not his business. It's my business. So I have to make it happen. Although I have his support, and if something goes wrong, I got his back. You know, we've got, you know, house money, whatever. But like, this is business side. So he's trying to understand the business perspective, my, you know, high level, high pitched energy. He was just like, I don't know. So anyway, so after my coach said, wait 24 hours. Your human design says 24 hours. Why don't you sleep on it? You've been like really high state of energy this whole time. Sleep on it. See what happens. I said, all right. She's like, maybe you can manifest the money. I said, ooh, I like that idea. But I think we had like literally 24 hours to pay for that, or like to say yes to this. You only needed like a certain amount down, which wasn't long, and you can make payments. And I was like, you can make payments, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I even went as far as to talk to my mom. I never talk to my mom about business strategy because she's not an entrepreneur. So it's different with non-entrepreneur minds. It's holy shit. She came over for lunch and I'm making her a charcuterie board and I'm telling her about this secretly because I wanted her to be like, yeah, let me write you a check. But also because I was curious what she would think, you know, whatever. And she's like, ooh, that's a big investment. And it was really funny to like, her energy was like, half, what are you, nuts? And half, oh, that's nice. And it was a funny moment, but I was like, all right. She, though, is a do it. Let's just go now. You can't take your money with you kind of energy. So I thought for sure she'd be like, find a way, figure it out, blah, blah, blah. She was not. So I was like, all right, now I have to really figure out if this is the right investment for me or not. And so I ended up letting it go. For the rest of, you know, obviously the rest of the next day, whatever, they extended the offer, of course. I think it was like only 20 people could take advantage of this. So when the 20 spots were gone, they were gone. And of course, you got emails every 5 minutes saying there was 3 left, 2 left, whatever. As the time progressed, I still wanted it, but I started to see the reality of the offer. The reality is my one logical business friend was super right. I had half of what they were offering and I had access to the other half. There was probably 3 things of say, we'll say 10 things that were offering that I didn't have access to, but I could get it locally more cost effectively. And, you know, I'd have more control over it. So I was like, you know what? This isn't for me. I go back to my coach, Jess, my girl, like my magician. I mean, my life would not be what it is today without her. I will actually put her information in the show notes too, because if you're not working with her, what are you even doing with your life? I talked to her and she was like, why don't we pray on it? Like, you pray. I pray. She's more of a like talk to the universe kind of girl. She's very woo. She's like, why don't you pray on it and ask God, if this is for me, bring it to me immediately. Like, there's going to be something, like I'm going to win the lottery, or somebody hands me money, or the price gets cut in half, something crazy. Or an opportunity to invest in my business and to invest in myself that's even juicier. That's even better in a price range that I can afford that's still a stretch. And I was like, I really like that mindset. I really liked the words she used. It was like that or something better that you often hear when we're making wishes or manifesting something. I want $1 million or something better. You know, I want to weigh, my goal weight or something better, you know, that kind of thing. I want this car or something better. And I believe in that wholeheartedly. But the way she said it, it was essentially that energy. But it was like, if this is for me, I trust that because I resonate with that energy and what's happening. If it's for me, send me away to make it happen. And if it's not for me, send me something that will fulfill my desire to invest in my business and make it so juicy. It's an offer I can't refuse. And so I said that prayer, I let it go. Turns out it really wasn't for me as time progressed. They did eventually say the offer's done, but let's be honest, they would have taken a 21st person if I was like, I've got 30K, here's my cash, take it. They would have said, no problem. So to me, it ended up not being it for me. And I felt really good being okay with it because I know I had put out to God that I was ready to invest. Not a day later, I got an email that said, you're invited. The universe knew that I was ready to invest. God knew I was itching to level up in a big way. The subject line of this email said, co-author a book with me. And the email was from Jack Canfield. La! Man, I need to have like sound effects or something because mine just aren't working. They're just not doing it justice. Ah! Jack Canfield, who you've heard me talk about before. I tried to get him to write my foreword for my book. Two of his employees are my clients. One's a current employee. One's a former partner of his. Like we, on a project, we work together. Like these people, like I'm one degree of separation from Jack Canfield. So, and I'm on his email list because I've been like, he's been my virtual coach, if you will, for 20 years, right? Like I'm just not surprised that I got an email from Jack Canfield, but it was odd because I had been on his email list for years, and I think it's from my other email address, and I don't often see it in my business email address. So I must have signed up for something at some point with my business email, or God was like, yo, let me just send this message to your business account that you see all the time. The subject line was co-author a book with Jack Canfield, and I was like, wow. Like, well, let me read this email, because it felt like it stood out more in the subject than all the other subjects. And I was like, co-author, like I've co-authored books before. Like it's exciting, cool. But this was somebody who I had already put in my orbit and it was just perfect. And I was like, oh my God, like God really does hear you. He knows exactly what's right for you and will deliver it in the right time. And had I said yes to that $30,000 offer, I would have so regretted it. And I would have missed this opportunity. I probably would have missed this email, to be honest, because I would have just been like so panicked about how I'm going to pay for this, you know, huge offer. And so I ended up, so Jack Canfield, like long story short, I've been listening to his books on tape, Success Principles, Chicken Soup for the Soul, since I was in high school. Like I've got all the Chicken Soups for the Souls from teenage on. I remember sitting in my house in Lansingburg. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Don't Google it. And I would sit on the green couch and read, there's like a little lamp and I would read Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. I actually think there was Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul was the first, my mom must've had it. And then I ended up, or my aunt, somebody had this book and I was reading it and I wasn't even a big reader back then. But I remember different stories from different women. And I was like, this is kind of cool. I can get into this because they're short stories, you know? And I was like, this is kind of cool. So then like, as time progressed and I got into personal development, I saw he had success principles, and I used to go to the library and get books on tape, and I would just put them in my car and I'd drive around and listen to them. I still have, and I just posted about this not too long ago on LinkedIn, the success principles on CD that I purchased because I loved everything else that I was, you know, listening to from the library. I wanted to buy one, and that was the one that I had purchased. And I mean, he was the first person I heard talk about masterminds. He was the first person that I heard talk about leveling up in a way that was material. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of these older gentlemen talk about like the mindset and money, like cash. He was the first one I heard talk about his clothes. I know it sounds weird, but it's just something that I remember. He talked about buying these like polo shirts, and I don't think it was polo back then, but it was like that type of shirt. And it was like really cheap. You know, he'd wear these shirts, but then one day he made a little extra money and bought a $90 one. And he was like, it just, it's almost like when you go from Target leggings to Lulu leggings, like they're still freaking leggings, but they just feel so different. Like the softness, the quality, the, like the expansion of it when you're, I don't know, it just feels different. Although I really prefer Under Armour. I got all the Lulus, but I really do prefer Under Armour because it's got pockets and it tucks me in more. I think Lulu has pockets too. Anyway, I digress. But listen, if either of you guys want to sponsor me, Lulu or Under Armour, let me know. First come, first serve. So anyway, I remember him talking about leveling up that $90 shirt. And he said, like, once I wore that, I just could never wear anything other than this $90 shirt because I felt amazing in it. I took more steps in my business in it. I had more confidence when going on sales calls in it. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But anyway, so I have these like random core memories of Jack. And so when I got the email, I was like, all those memories flashed into my brain. And I was like, write a book with Jack Canfield? Like, are you absolutely kidding me? I was like, let me read this whole email. So I read the whole email. I consulted with my mastermind girls and my coach. I prayed. There was a call attached to it. Like if you are interested in hearing more information about this opportunity, you know, get on this webinar. And I knew the people putting it on. It was Celebrity Branding Agency. That's who represents Jack Canfield. One of my clients is also represented by Celebrity Branding Agency, who also wrote a book with Jack Canfield many moons ago. And I was like, this is all too obvious, right? And that's one of my favorite words. If you hear me, if you've ever heard me talk about LinkedIn, if you've been into any of my LinkedIn trainings or listened to my podcast about LinkedIn, I always say, if it's not obvious, it's not happening. So this email was obvious. Not only was the email, the call, the people putting it on, the connections I had, it was so obvious that it blew that 30K offer away. I didn't even care. I was like, is this cost money? How much money is this? Take all my money. I don't even care. I'm going to sell my kid. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Soph. I love you. I would never sell you. But like, it was, I was like, wow. I didn't even know if there was a financial attachment to it. I assumed there probably was, but there was this email that was making me feel some type of way. And so obviously read your emails, friends, because you never know which one is going to change your whole life, your whole business, everything. So my human design says 24 hours. So after this call, I still was like, this is it. It's totally it. All my friends were like, yo, that's totally it. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to wait 24. They gave me the offer. There is money involved because it's the Celebrity Branding Agency who is like essentially the publisher. Success Books is the publisher. So you have to pay them. You have to pay the publisher. You have to pay for the books, for the printing, for the promotion. You're kind of represented by this agency while you're doing this project. There's a lot of events involved. When I went to Los Angeles for the Success Summit, that was a part of it. Tickets, all the things. So clearly there's a fee. It wasn't $30,000, I'll tell you that. So the offer was half the price-ish and two times the awesomeness, but 100 times the alignment and the obviousness. Oh my God, friends, it was just so amazing. So I did this webinar. I lean all in to, again, drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, I'm all about Kool-Aid. And this was it. Like, I was feeling this. And I was like, I got to wait 24 hours. I was like, I'm not waiting. And I hit the button. So my husband and I had already talked about this 30K offer and how, like, the reality of it. Like, we've talked. It was probably, like, I don't know how long in between we had talked about that big offer till we had talked about till this Jack Canfield book opportunity happened. I don't know how long the time actually was, but I remember not telling him this time. Not because I didn't think he would support me, but because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to trust my gut. I'm going to do it. So I leaned in. I didn't even tell my coach. I said yes. I hit the button and I was like, I'm in. I don't even care. Take my money. Here you go. I mean, in the end, it's my business, right? It's my calling. And I figured I'd tell him eventually. And I did. I told him eventually and he was very supportive because all he could do at that point was just trust and support me because it had already been done. But oh my God, like I would never have made a huge investment without including my husband, even in my business, because I feel like it may be my business, but it's still like a family. That we're a family, we're a unit. Like that's just how we are. We partner in life and at career. And so like I would never make a huge investment without talking to my husband. But this time I did. Hey, because I wasn't nervous about the money. I was okay with it. But also because we have different energies when it comes to investing. He's not a big investor, if you will. I am. I will invest in little things, I will invest in big things. And I think there's just something to be said about investing time and money into ourselves. And he'll invest time, he'll read all the books, he'll pray, he goes to church, he does all the things. But when it comes to financial investments, we have different mindsets about it. And I know that, and that's okay. That's why it works out so well with he and I. I think we balance each other out. But also, I was doing it. Try and stop me. So anyway, long story short, long story long, super long. I didn't think this was going to be such a storytelling experience. Hopefully you're still with me. But in the end, I was all in. He trusted me. I told my coach, I told my mastermind, I told a bunch of other people that I was close to that knew I was like gunning for Jack. I'm coming for you, buddy. They were like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like they were like, this is it. That every single one knew that this was it. And I was like, yep, we all felt the same. And I just felt so good. So from that point on, I was on a mission to make sure. And here's where like, I start to kind of like get out of the story of this and talk about how to make this happen in any scenario. From that point forward, I was on a mission to really make sure that the investment would not be wasted or break me financially, right? Because it was still a pretty big investment. And so I worked strategically, not only to pay financially for it, but to create a strategy that would allow me to get a financial ROI, but also the big career ROI that I was really hoping would make this, you know, this investment worthwhile, if you will. I prayed boldly. Everything I do, I involve God in. And I knew that investment that I made in May, and it has, obviously now it's almost a year later, I knew that investment was going to change the trajectory of my life and career. Because that investment was to write the book with Jack Canfield that just came out the other day. It came out the 9th and it had gone bestseller that evening. And so the funniest thing is I didn't make that investment to write a book with Jack Canfield and become a bestseller. I knew a couple of things. That investment, now a reality, whoop whoop, that investment and everything it entailed was exactly meant for me to level me up from where I was to where I'm going. And it was going to be incrementally to where it didn't overwhelm me. It wasn't like a done for you. Here's everything. Now go do it yourself. Now I do done for you services on LinkedIn. And a lot of times I will do the thing. People go off to their own and they don't take any more action. And I don't like that. That doesn't feel good to me. Do I like the higher ticket you know, service? Absolutely. Do I like that they go off and just say, they say, thank you, this looks amazing, oh my God. Like, I'm writing their profiles, creating company pages, maybe doing some content. They absolutely love it. They're so grateful. But life gets in the way. That's why I ended up becoming an agency a couple years ago, because they weren't able to do it for themselves. So I did it for them. But that no longer aligns with me or my business. So I still have the done-for-you services, but I also created an opportunity to continue to partner together so I don't just like leave you hanging. So my done-for-you services is also it's a whole thing. It's a training, blah, blah, blah. My point is, this offer wasn't a one and done. The 30K was a one and done. And it was double the price. It was a lot of work on that team's part, which I totally get. Like, it was probably completely worth the money. But this next offer that was more for me is a year-long investment. It has so many different levels of visibility. It got me to California to walk the red carpet, to meet Jack Canfield, to get on stage with them. I'm going to be on multiple podcasts. I got lots of press and PR for this. I met Lisa Nichols. I got to hang out with one of my clients. I got to meet more. And that's just one event. We're not even done yet. We go to Nashville in March for another opportunity. I'm going back to California again in September for another huge event. I'm going to be up for an award for my chapter. What? Like, there's so many things, photos, videos, like there's so many things that are coming out of this, and it's a gradual climb, and it just felt so right. But here's my thought. I made this investment back in May. It may have became a reality this week when the book came out. But the coolest part in my mind is that now I feel like the work actually begins. Because just because we pay somebody or like an organization to help us, it doesn't mean that our work is done. It means our work is just beginning. Yeah, we got to pay for it financially, but we have to do the work ourselves because we have to control the outcomes. Unless they guarantee the outcomes, which sometimes things are guaranteed, most times they're not. But just because we're giving money doesn't mean we're going to get the ROI. We have to put in the work. So here's my 2 cents on investing before this becomes an hour-long podcast. But it was the biggest investment I had made in my business so far. And even if I don't make a dollar off of these books, which I know I will, it has already leveled me up, my soul, my consciousness, the way I think, the way I feel, the way I act, how I make decisions. It's leveled me up in such a way that it's already returned itself tenfold. So here are my 2 cents though on investing. Technically, it's my 3 cents because I got 3 things for you. One, it's always worth it. Even the bad ones. Even the investments where you're like, oh, I bought that course, but I never took it. I bought a strategy session, but I let it expire. Like, it's worth it because when you're in the moment and you're making that investment, you're saying yes to yourself. And that will build momentum. Remember that word. That will build momentum in your life or business. You will start to create a habit of saying yes to yourself, and it changes everything. One really quick story about a quote unquote bad example, not really bad, but like an investment I made that I did nothing with. It was the last time I had made a big investment. Actually, I'm lying. The first time I ever made an investment at a sizable amount. Remember before I told you $500 was like a number that stuck in my head? Well, so was $2,000. And here's why. Because back in the day, after my second layoff, I invested $2,000. Actually, it was $19.99 in Marie Forleo's B-School. Now, I'm going to say this out loud because I would like to have it on record if this happens in the future that I had said this in the past. I would love to be an affiliate for you, Marie. Miss Marie Forleo, you fabulous original coach, you. So I'm just putting that out there. Anybody who knows Marie, send her my info. I invested $19.99 in B-School. I can't imagine it's the same price. And I remember having a conversation with my husband, and he was like, you just got laid off. Are you absolutely kidding me? Like, and I didn't have a business account at the time. And I was like, I'm not asking permission. I'm just giving you the heads up. When you see it out of the account, this is where it went. This is what I'm doing. I'm going all in on my business. I don't even care. I don't need your permission. I was so bold about it. So rude, actually. I was so messed up. But I don't recommend you doing that. But I had hit the button, submit, whatever the button. I have a picture of it somewhere. Oh my God, I have to find that picture. I hit the button. I hit submit or proceed. Maybe it was a proceed button. I don't even know. Purchase, one of those buttons. And it went through, and every cell in my body tingled. I knew at some cosmic level, some deep soul level, that I was supposed to invest in B school, not because B school was going to teach me how to be a business owner, because it probably would have had I taken the course. Spoiler alert, I got through module one and then I never did it again. Every year I try to revisit B school and take it because you have like a lifetime membership, but I just don't. Pressing the button, saying yes to myself unapologetically, not letting anybody or anything stand in my way, not having the money, not having a job, not my husband not supporting it, I didn't give a shit. I hit the button and everything in me changed. I think that was the moment I said yes to being an entrepreneur, and nothing was holding me back. Now, of course, there were other things. I got another job, blah, blah, blah. I started side hustling a little bit more, but something in me changed. When I said yes to that investment, the largest investment I ever made back, I don't even know how many years ago that was, 7, 8, 9 years ago. When was it? 20? I don't even know. It was a while ago. I remember thinking, oh my God, I got up from my kitchen table. I was home alone because Sophie's in school. It was pre-COVID. Sophie's in school. Ben was at work. I was home, like probably looking for jobs on LinkedIn. And I said yes to B school. I got up and gave a 30-minute speech to a fake audience about saying yes to I wish I recorded this because it was actually a really good speech. I got up, I was like preaching to people, like, you have to say yes to yourself. It's the only thing that changes your life. You can't let fear step. And I was just like, go and go. If my neighbors could hear me, they were probably like, this chick is bonkers. Like, I turned into Tony Robbins for a minute there. And I gave like the most incredible do you speech I've ever given. And I don't even remember, like, I just remember the energy. This is what happens when you invest in something that's so perfectly aligned for you, that even giving somebody the money changes you. Sometimes you don't even have to take the course for it to work. So it's always worth it. Okay. Number two, don't decide alone. Tell a few people. Like, it's funny because the B school one, I decided alone. I did tell a friend that I was doing this, obviously. And I had a coach at the time, so we talked about it. She was the one who led me to B school. So I wasn't alone. It wasn't just like me pressing the button and I didn't give a shit about, like, nobody knew about it. I feel there's some power in sharing what your thoughts are and getting some perspective from other people. But be cautious on who you tell. Not everybody will support you. Not everybody will get it, but tell someone. Even for me, even prayer counts is telling God. Tell God, tell someone, don't decide alone. That way, when it works out, those people can be a part of that journey. Those people can be a part of the happiness of what it's like to say yes to themselves. Because when you say yes, they will feel that energy too. Even if they're all like, no, 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 it doesn't matter. Still, and this leads me into number three, trust your instincts, right? So don't decide alone, but do trust your instincts and actually end up being the one who says yes or no. Because what happens is we're the only one that can take responsibility for the outcome. If somebody said, no, don't do it, and I didn't, it's not their fault. It's my fault because I'm the one. Well, technically, I decided, but I didn't go into the decision process. Maybe that should be more specific with number two. Don't go into the decision process alone, but make the decision based on your instincts, right? Because I also think our instincts isn't, we're not alone. I think for me, it's the Holy Spirit. I got God. I got my spirit guides. I got my brothers. I got all the people, my ancestors before me. Like, I feel like I'm never alone. So my decisions are not alone, but I feel like you got to share with somebody, not only so they can give you some input, but so you can get your output out, right? Because I think it's called like brain dumping, venting, or whatever you want to call it. When I'm on Voxer, we call it rambling. You know, like you have to get it out. You have to release that energy, and sharing that information with somebody is you releasing that energy and then trusting your instincts when it comes time to make the actual decision. So my human design, like I had mentioned, says I need 24 hours. And for me, in this Jack Canfield investment, after 24 hours, even through the whole 24 hours, it was still a hell yeah. I was 100% in. That 30K thing, around the 24-hour mark, I started having questions. And I was like, ooh, well, what about this? What about that? What about that? And it wasn't a hell yeah. And then in the end, I was so grateful. I thanked God. He was probably like, girl, I heard you enough. I thanked him so much for sending this opportunity at a price that felt right. It was still a stretch. Don't get me wrong. It was still a stretch. But it felt right. The work I had to do felt right. Everything that came with it felt right. And it was just so aligned with where I'm going. And I'm just so grateful. And you know what? Even if I did invest in that 30K thing and I didn't do the Jack thing because I already made an investment, I would have found a way to make it all work out because that's just how I am, right? I make the decisions to make things work out, to find the positive. But sometimes when you trust the universe, when you trust in God and you put out your desires and you give it time, like 24 hours, sleep on it, whatever that time frame looks like for you, where it's not reactive, it's more I'm responding to the opportunity versus reacting to what's in front of me. That's when like the magic happens. Let the universe do its thing. Let God conspire around you to bring what is for you, and you'll never go wrong. So, is there something you've always wanted to invest in? I'm super curious about this. This is a conversation I'm obsessed with. I have it all the time. No matter who I'm talking to, even in passing, like, hey, is there something you've always wanted to invest in? Even if it's like, yeah, I need a new car. Like, I'm super curious what is on your heart and what's been holding you back. Is it money? Is it time? Is it you're not sure it's going to work? Ultimately, I say F all that noise and trust your instincts. Or you can ask yourself these three questions. This is where you're going to want to grab a pen and paper if you happen to be in your house. If you're driving, come back to them. One, is there a cost? What are the costs? If there's a cost, what are the costs, right? Like, so I'm all about looking at the benefits, but the costs puts it in reality for us, especially if you're financially investing in something. Are there payment options? Does it stretch you? Does it scare you or does it terrify you? Is there a credit card situation, Klarna? I don't know, whatever. I did get a business credit card in order to pay for a majority of this investment. I had the cash, but I knew I didn't want to deplete, you know, the cash. But and I also didn't have a business credit card, so I thought it was time. So for me, it was like a double investment because the credit card we know is going to build my business credit. And it was really just a smart idea for me. And, you know, points, cash back, all the things. It ended up being like the best thing ever. The craziest part is that offer came to me through email as well. And I was like, what is actually happening? Like, check your email, people. And so what's the costs, right? What are the costs? What are the details of this opportunity? Does this align with your future? Not just today, not just like I really want this right now. Does this align with where you're going? Because making decisions for where you're going, I think, gives us the opportunity to stretch that ROI a little bit further. And for me, I'm an author. I'm already a best-selling author. I've been in multiple books, you know, as a guest, as well as my own book. And I'm going to continue to be an author for years to come. I've got a whole slew of books in my brain that will be getting out. And so my business plan has always been be an author, speak on stages, and then speak to either coach privately or masterminds or a membership or something to that effect. And so it all started with me writing books. At even like a younger 9-to-5er, I always knew I was going to write books. So I knew this aligned more than the other thing. Although I still, stages is the second part, but what I was getting from that 30K opportunity, it didn't align because only half of it, I kind of need it, whatever. So it just wasn't a perfect fit. And then the third question to ask yourself is, it's a two-parter. And I'm going to start with the part that we're all thinking. What's the worst case scenario, right? Like, what happens if I invest this money, it doesn't work, I fight with my spouse, my partner, my kids don't eat. I mean, don't ever invest something if it means your kids aren't eating. Like that, I want to say probably don't do that yet. It's just not the timing. Or go find somebody to help you at a different cost. But what's the worst case scenario? And can you be okay? Are you okay with that? If the worst case scenario is, for me, if it was I depleted my business savings, my checking in my business account, and got a credit card to pay the rest of it, is that, can I live with that? Can I live with, you know, depleting what I had worked so hard for in the years leading up to this moment, and say nothing came of it? Say the book never, you know, made it, something happened, I never got to do all these things, the company went under, I lost the money, and it just nothing ever came of it. That would be worst case scenario. Could I deal with it? And my thought would be like, yeah, because the odds of that actually happening are very small, right? And it's never worst case scenario. It's usually like a middle of something. And so to me, like, can you get down with that or a variation of that? But the part B is actually the better question. What is the best that can happen? And when you think about investing in something, we never go in thinking the worst case scenario, but it does pop in our head. So you got to entertain it for a minute. That way too, you feel like you've done your due diligence. But if you really lean in on what's the best that can happen, I've been saying this for years, you will get closer to that reality than any other one, hands down. The best thing that could happen is actually what's happening to me right now. I'm a 2-time best-selling author. I'm friends with Jack Canfield. Are you kidding me? I've met Lisa Nichols and we're on a texting basis. Like, are you kidding me? I have met some of the most amazing women who have become my friends, who have been my clients, who will be future clients, will be guests on my podcasts. Like, I cannot tell you, not only did the best case scenario happen, but even better of than what I could imagine has happened and is going to continue happening because of this opportunity. Because I said yes to myself, I made the investment, I wrote it all down, I prayed on it. All these questions, what are the costs? Is it aligned with your future? What's the best, the worst and best case scenario? I did all of that when hashing out this investment opportunity. I slept on it and then I released it. You just got to release it. That is my biggest bit for you when you're making an investment. Get all the facts, get all the what if this happens out of the way, and then figure out what's the best that can happen. And when you realize the best that can happen will be game changing for you, it will more than likely make you say yes and trust the process. Lean in, go forward with whatever it is you want to do. It's on your heart because it's for you. It's on your path because it's in the plan God has for you. Here's my thoughts. Write it all down, release it, sleep on it, set an alarm if you have to for 24 hours later, and make the decision. say to yourself, I'm making the decision and I'm going full speed ahead. And you'll thank yourself for it. Because in the end, if I had invested in that 30K offer, thank God I didn't. Thank God I didn't, because I would have been so sad to have missed this opportunity to do this work with this person that has been in my world for almost 20 years, and now he's retiring. How crazy is that timing? Jack Canfield is retiring from the biggest part of his business. I may have been the last book that he invited somebody to, and to say that he's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. So obviously this man is like, I'm tired. I need to like go travel the world and just be fabulous. Like, he's been pouring into people for probably 60 years. And so the fact that I got to partner with the best version of him, because he's learned everything he's learned from different people, different cultures, different opportunities he's invested in. I feel like I've got this timing couldn't have been better, and I'm so grateful for it. And if you take the opportunity to invest in yourself, at some point, you and I will be having the same conversation about the investment you said yes to. And I pray that that happens sooner than later. I pray that you say yes to yourself, even if it's something as small as a strategy session or a LinkedIn coaching, branding, whatever with me, or if it's something huge and magnificent that you've been dreaming on forever. I want to have this conversation with you. DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm super curious what this looks like for you. What is an investment that's been on your heart? What is, even if it's like, I don't have an investment in my email, Miranda, but I really do want to write a book, or I really do want to speak on stages, or I really do want to start a podcast, and I know I'm going to have to invest to make any of those things happen, even if it's in coaching. Let's talk. I'm super curious. I want to help you say yes to yourself. I want to help you make these dreams a reality, because no longer will I be playing small, especially in 2025 after the banner year I just had. It's only going to get better because I've trained myself to now see the value in who I am. And I know it starts with investing in me, investing in coaches, investing in programs and opportunities. And I'd love to help you learn the same thing. So I can't believe you just spent an hour with me. I'm sure you did this in increments. This will be the longest podcast I ever do. I absolutely promise. I know I said that before, but I mean it this time. This was way too long. But I really had to share my heart with you this time, because I can't stress enough how important it is to invest in yourself in order to grow yourself. That's all I got. Oh, and then go buy my book. Until next time, be awesome. Talk to you soon. Bye.